There is a halacha lemosh Sinai, a tradition that we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu that he received at Har Sinai, that if there is a gap of less than 3 tefachim in between two different structures or within the same structure, we are able to ignore that gap and view it as if the two parts are connected. However, this concept of lavo does not apply to the laws of tumah, certainly not with 3 tefachim. There is a discussion whether a less than a tefach of space, if the reason why we consider that to be irrelevant in the world of tumah, is based off of the same idea of lavud, just that with regards to tumah, instead of being 3 tefachim, it's 1 tefach. But the truth is, even if it's less than a tefach, we certainly do not have a concept of lavud to be stringent. As the Mishnah explains now, habayis shenistak, if there is a house, which again in this mesechta really means a roofed room, it's a building with one room inside unless specified otherwise, shenistak, that is cracked along the entire length of the roof. So the roof has been split in half, and there is only one door to exit the house, and the crack is in line with the width of the door. If there is a piece of a dead body on the outer part of the house, that is to say, the part of the house that is nearest to the door, an item which is underneath the roof of the inner part of the house, that is to say, the half which is further away from the door, those items would not become tame, because these two roofs are now considered to be two separate oyhalim. They are separate roofs, and tumah is not transferred from one to the other, even if there is less than a tefach of space in between them, because we do not apply the concept of lovud in order to be stringent, even when there is a gap of less than a tefach. And even the smallest gap is sufficient, as narrow as a hairbreadth. Since the crack goes from one end of the roof to the other, there is nothing joining the two roofs together, and they are considered to be two separate oyhalim, two separate oyhels. On the other hand, tumah bifnim, if there is a piece of a dead body under the inner part of the roof, the part which is further away from the door, over here there is a concept of soif tumah lotzeis, that since the only door is on the other side of the outer part of the house, the piece of the dead body is going to be needed to be transported through the other part of the house. So even if it is considered to be a separate oyhel, the concept of soif tumah lotzeis states that since eventually it's going to be brought into the second oyhel, already from now the second oyhel becomes impure. And most understand that that concept is only midrabanan. So the Mishnah says, kelim shebachutz, if there is an item in the outer part of the house, the part which is nearer to the door, beis shamai say that those would become tomei ad shehei basedik arba tefachim, unless the crack is at least 4 tefachim wide. If it's 4 tefachim wide, then the second oyhel is considered to already be far away from the first oyhel. And the reason for this exact amount is based on that which we learnt in the third perek in Mishnah Vov, that the minimum size of an opening that is needed to allow the impurity to escape specifically through that opening, and not via the other openings which are closed in the house, is an opening of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's considered the minimum size necessary to remove an entire dead body via the opening. So if there is an opening like that, then we're able to define that as the route that the dead body will take, and the impurity will not spread through the other closed doors. Either way, we see that this measurement of 4 tefachim is significant in terms of allowing the dead body to leave, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, that is the amount of distance between the two roofs that would be necessary in order to no longer associate one roof with the other, and that the law of soif tumah lotzeis will not apply. Part of the logic is also the fact that it's possible to remove the dead body via the gap in the ceiling, so it's not necessarily certainly going to be taken through the inner part of the house. However, Beis Silil say, kol shehu, if there is any amount of distance between the two roofs, that would already cause the concept of soif tumah lotzeis not to apply. The truth is, this is not to be translated literally, and even Beis Hillel require at least the width of a chut hamishkoiles, which is a plumb line used by builders. This consisted of a very long string of sorts with a weight at the bottom of it, and it was used by builders to measure whether a wall was fully straight. They would hang this string downwards, the string would be perfectly straight, and they would put it next to the wall to see if the wall was also straight. Be it as it may, the width of a plumb line is the width that Beis Hillel require in order to view these two roofs as not even being associated with each other. And if that space does exist, then the tumor would not spread to the outer part of the house. Interestingly, even though the only way to remove the dead body is via taking it through that outer part of the house, so why should we not apply the concept of safe tumulotes? The explanation is that over here, it's more by chance. It happens to be that the only way that the dead body is going to be removed, it is going to have to go via the outer room as well. But that doesn't matter, because we don't really associate that other oihel with this oihel at all. In the other cases of soif tumulotes, for example, where you have a house with two different rooms which are separated by a wall, the only thing that causes those two rooms to be considered separate oihalim, separate oihels, is because of the wall that separates them. So the concept of soif tumulotes says ignore the wall, and the impurity automatically spreads to the other room as well. But over here, there is nothing associating the two roofs together. They're considered to be two totally separate oihalim. The fact that it happens to be that the only way that the dead body is going to be removed is that it's going to have to go via the other oihel as well, that's considered to be more by chance, and that is not enough to apply the concept of soif tumulotes. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yossi says in the name of Beis Hillel, a different law, different opinion, Peseach Tefach, the width of the crack needs to be at least a tefach. And the explanation behind Rabbi Yossi's opinion is very similar to Beis Shammai. And the truth is, it's even more understood than Beis Shammai, because we learnt in the Mishnah over there, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vov, that although the minimum size that an opening needs to be to allow the impurity of an entire dead body to go specifically via that opening is a space of a 4x4 tefachim, that's only true if it's an entire dead body, which needs a larger opening to be removed. But if there's just a piece of a dead body, the size of an olive, then even an opening of a tefach by a tefach is sufficient. And since over here we are discussing a piece of a dead body that's only the size of an olive, Rabbi Yossi in the name of Beis Hillel understand that that is the gap which is necessary, and since there exists the possibility to remove the piece of the dead body via that gap, it's no longer certain that it's going to be removed via the outer part of the house and via the door, and therefore we wouldn't apply the concept of soif tumulotes. If there would be a full dead body, then Rabbi Yossi in the name of Beis Hillel would agree that there is a need for a gap of 4 tefachim. Now, the reason why Beis Shammai understands that you always need a gap of 4 tefachim, it could be that he understands that if it's less than 4 tefachim, so we already associate the two halim with each other, because that is the minimum size of an opening in a case where there's a full dead body. So anything smaller than that is already considered to not be a full separation of the two roofs, and therefore they would be associated with each other, and the concept of soif tumulotes would apply. Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah discusses a very similar case to the previous Mishnah, however, over here, the concept of soif tumulotes will be irrelevant. Achsadra, this is a certain structure that people would have in front of their houses to provide shade. It consisted of a roof and four posts in the four corners, and either it only had one wall, or it had three walls, at least one of the sides, in general, three of the sides at least, would be open. There wouldn't be walls there. Shenistika, and it developed a crack that went along the entire length of the achsadra, and in this case, there is an opening, each side, each roof in itself, has an exit on its side that through which the dead body can be removed. And therefore, there's no reason to say soif tumulotes that it's going to be taken through the other roof in order to remove it, because it can be removed from its own side itself. Tuma b'tzad zeh, if there's a piece of a dead body on one side, kenim shebtzad hasheni tohirim, items which are underneath the other part of the roof would remain pure. Nosan es ragloi oikonim ulamalon, if somebody places their foot or a reed on top of the crack, and that reed is at least a tefach wide, meaning it covers at least a tefach of the length of the crack. Eirei v'satuma, he combines the impurity, that means that he combines the two roofs to be considered like one joint oihel, and therefore any item under the entire achsadra would become tomei. Likewise, this applies in the previous Mishnah as well. Nosan esakone b'oretz, what happens if he places the reed, and this time the reed needs to be at least a tefach by a tefach, he places it on the ground. It would not cause any tumor to spread, of course, because it's on the ground, unless it is at least a tefach raised from the ground. And if it is a tefach raised from the ground, since it itself is a tefach by a tefach, it forms an oihel underneath it. And now we have an oihel which is open up into the oihel which is formed by the achsadra itself. And that is also a way to cause the impurity to spread throughout the entire house. If, let's say, there is a piece of a dead body on one side, in this case, even the items on the other side would become tomei, because it spreads via the oihel in the middle, which is opened up into both of these oihels on the side. Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah discusses the exact definition and requirements for an oihel that we have seen needs to be at least above an area of a tefach by a tefach. And the Mishnah teaches that segois over a very thick woolen coat, which is the thickness of a tefach. It's a very thick coat, the width of a fist, the kaifes over, or a thick piece of wood, which is also at least a tefach thick, enon mevin satuma, do not cause impurity to be spread. If, for example, that was placed on the floor underneath the gap of the, in between the two parts of the achsadra or the house, that is not considered to be an oihel and would not cause impurity to spread from one side to the other. Unless they are raised from the ground by a tefach, because we measure the space of a cubic tefach from the bottom of the roof. There needs to be at least a tefach of airspace. However, interestingly, the Mishnah says that it's not exactly true that you need a tefach of empty airspace. It only needs to be that from the roof until the floor there is a tefach. Even if you fill up that area, it's considered to be that there are things inside of this oihel. But it wouldn't lose the status of being an oihel. And therefore, kafulim zal gabe zoi, if there are a number of items of clothing which are piled one on top of the other, they do not cause the impurity to spread unless the uppermost item of clothing is raised from the ground by a tefach. But if that is the case, then the uppermost item of clothing would be considered the roof, the oihel, and it's true that the entire oihel is filled up, and there's no empty space there, but since these items of clothing are separate from each other, it's not like a thick piece of wood, we are able to view the uppermost item of clothing as the roof, and the other items of clothing as being inside of the oihel. So if these items of clothing were placed underneath the crack in the house or in the achsadra, it would cause the tumah to spread from one side of the house to the other. Because there's an oihel even in this part, in the middle of the part of the crack. Now the Mishnah brings a very interesting discussion with regards to a person. Hoya odom nosum shom. If there was a person placed there, he was lying down underneath the area where there is a crack in between the two sides of the roof. Beis Shammai say, this is like a case of a very thick piece of wood or a very thick woolen coat. It's one item that is a tefach thick, and therefore in meves atuma, the person would not cause the impurity to spread because he does not form an oihel. There is not a tefach underneath the person. However, Beis Shammai say, Adam cholulhu. We view a person as being hollow. The hatsado elyoin meves atuma, and the upper part of his body causes the impurity to spread. In the same way as we can view the different items of clothing as being separate, and the top piece of clothing is the roof that forms the oihel, so too we can view the top part of the person as the oihel, the roof, and all of the other parts of his body inside is considered to be like items inside of the oihel. And therefore the tumah would spread from one side of the house or the achsadra to the other. Mishnah Dalad, the Mishnah is a continuation of the previous argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Hoya mashkif ba'ad achaloin, if a person was looking downwards from a window, and he stretched his head outside of the window, the he'ehil al kovrei ha'meis, and his head was now situated on top of, above people who were carrying a piece, a dead body to bury it. The relevance is the fact that his head was on above the dead body itself. So certainly the person himself becomes tomei. The question of the Mishnah is whether that impurity will be transferred to all of the items inside of the house. If we consider the person to be an oihel, then part of this oihel is above a dead body, and the other part is inside of the house, so it would combine with the oihel that the house creates, and all of the items inside of the house would also become tomei. So Beis Shammai say that since the person is not considered to be an oihel because we view him as one thick item, einu meves atuma, he would not spread the impurity to the other items inside of the house. Beis Shammai say meves atuma, he does spread the impurity to all of the items in the rest of the house because the person himself is considered to be an oihel. The top part of his body and the rest of his body is as if it's inside of that oihel. The Mishnah ends off, Umoidim, even Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel in a certain couple of cases. She'im hoyo lovush bekelov, if he was wearing clothes, the person, and this specifically means that there is an item of clothing on top of him, on his back. It's not referring to the clothes that he's literally wearing in a regular way, because that itself is one item, and the item ends at the bottom of the person's body, not at the top. But if there is an item of clothing on his back, so then the item of clothing would form an oihel, and the person would be considered to be inside of that oihel. Or if there are two people, one on top of the other, and they were both leaning outside of the window, then the person on the top would be considered an oihel, because there is a tefach of space underneath him. The fact that it's occupied by a person is irrelevant, again, like the pile of clothes. We see that there doesn't need to be an empty space of a tefach in order for it to be considered an oihel. So in those two cases, even Beis Shammai would agree, Shemivina Satuma, that he would transfer and spread the impurity to the items in the house as well. Or in the case of the previous Mishnah, from one side of the Achsadra or the house to the other.